This summer, in July, there was a major event, a very important event for the United Kingdom, and that was the birth of the baby of Prince William and Kate. It's very difficult to know how to call Kate, and you can't say Princess Kate because she's not called the Princess, she's called the Duchess of Cambridge. But in the press, and generally speaking, people tend to call them William and Kate. So, in July of this summer, in 2013, they were expecting the birth of their first baby, and he was born in July, on I think it was the 22nd, if my memory is right. And as I said, it was a boy, Prince George. I personally was actually very disappointed in the name George. I think it's too classical, too boring, to be honest. I was hoping for something a little bit more funky and a little bit more exciting. But at the same time, I think you have to be realistic. They couldn't have chosen a very exciting name because he's going to be the future queen. He is the future king of England, so he had to have a name that was dignified for the king of England. So I was thinking it was going to be James, perhaps, but no, it was George. There were, of course, some names that they just could not choose. I think it would have been impossible for them to choose the name Edward, for example, because of the connotations with Edward VIII, who abdicated from the throne, and that had huge consequences on the Queen's future life. I don't think they could have chosen Arthur, because King Arthur, well, that has connotations of the Round Table, and I don't think that would have been very appropriate. And even Charles, King Charles, has connotations in history. I don't know if one day, when our current Prince Charles becomes king, will he keep the name Charles or will he change? Because you have to remember that King Charles I was the only British king to be executed by the British people.